Welcome to the Morning Dose. Everything you need to know before the market opens.
Good morning. And it looks like another green open, even on what feels like a pretty slow news day.
It's incredible, isn't it? We just saw the S&P and NASDAQ hit record highs yesterday, and futures are pointing up again. All this is happening with the government shutdown in the background.
Well, the market seems to be running on two things: the continued strength in AI names and the expectation of another rate cut. The weak ADP jobs report from Wednesday basically sealed the deal on that, in the market's eyes.
Right, and speaking of jobs, the big employment situation report we were all waiting for is not happening today because of that shutdown. So the market is flying a bit blind on that front.
Exactly. It's all about sentiment. Looking overseas, that sentiment was pretty positive. Japan's Nikkei jumped almost 2% overnight.
What was driving that? Anything specific?
A couple of things. Hitachi had a great session after inking an infrastructure deal with OpenAI. There's that AI theme again. Plus, the Bank of Japan's governor signaled they're going to keep policy accommodative, pushing back against any rate hike talk.
Got it. Europe was a bit more of a mixed bag, but mostly higher. Let's talk about our big tech names here at home, seeing some pre-market headlines on Alphabet, Boeing, and Nvidia.
Yes, some potentially significant news. Bloomberg is reporting that Alphabet is looking to sell or spin off its life sciences unit, Verily. That could be an interesting move to unlock value.
And for Boeing? More delays?
Unfortunately, yes. The new 777X jet is now likely delayed until 2027. And for Nvidia, the Wall Street Journal says a major chip deal with the UAE is facing some long delays, a little bit of headline risk for the chip giant.
That's a perfect segue into our pre-market movers, because the chip sector is definitely feeling some pressure. Applied Materials AMAT is gapping down over 2%.
That's the big one to watch. AMAT is warning that new export rules will restrict its ability to ship certain products to China. And when AMAT sneezes, other semi-equipment names like KLAC and Lam Research often catch a cold. You're seeing them both trading lower this morning.
Okay, so that's the weakness. But where's the strength? I'm seeing Rumble, ticker RUM, absolutely flying. It's up over 13%.
That's your AI story of the day right there. Rumble announced a new partnership with Perplexity, integrating its AI tools. The market loves any news related to artificial intelligence, and this is a big reaction.
Definitely. Also seeing some positive moves in biotech, Cidara Therapeutics, CDTX, is up after receiving a massive award from BARDA, valued up to $339 million.
That's a huge non-dilutive catalyst for a smaller biotech. Another one to watch is Tesla. The stock is ticking up, but there's a brewing battle. The SOC Investment Group says it plans to vote against Elon Musk's pay package at the upcoming annual meeting.
Always something happening with Tesla. Now what about the analyst desk? I saw a major downgrade on a fintech favorite.
Yes, PayPal, PYPL, was downgraded to peer perform at Wolf Research. That's a notable call that could weigh on the stock. On the flip side, Coinbase, ticker COIN, got a nice upgrade to buy at Rothschild. And Occidental Petroleum, OXY, received two separate upgrades.
Okay, so we have this mix of AI enthusiasm, some chip sector weakness, and a few company-specific stories. How does this translate to the broader market? What are the key levels you're watching for SPY and the Qs at the open?
You know, the technical picture is showing some caution. We've seen slight downward pressure on the intraday charts for both SPY and QQQ recently. It feels like traders are a bit hesitant up here at these record highs.
So what does that mean for traders today?
It means you watch the key levels closely. For SPY, immediate support is around the 670 mark. If we break that, 668 is the next major level. To the upside, resistance is likely near 673 to 675.
And for the tech-heavy QQQ?
For QQQ, look for minor support around 606. Below that, there isn't much until you get down to the 603 area. Resistance is sitting up around 610 with a bigger hurdle at 612.
Interesting. And we're seeing a bit of a sector rotation, right? Money seems to be moving out of some of the high flyers.
That's exactly right. We're seeing weakness in consumer discretionary and technology, while sectors like communication services and real estate are showing resilience. It suggests investors are looking for perceived safety, rotating out of volatility and into more stable areas of the market.
So the final thought for today is cautious optimism. The market wants to go higher, but it might be a bit of a choppy ride up here.
I think that's the perfect way to put it. The AI narrative is strong, but watch those key technical levels. A break below support could bring in some quick selling pressure. Stay vigilant.
Great advice. That's all the time we have for today. Thanks for tuning in to The Morning Dose. Have a great trading day, everyone.